Hello.
Hello, this is Carla. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and I would like to get your opinion. So in this case, sir, let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, a media organization, or work or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? The options are, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I'm not at all likely.
Where are you calling from? Where the hell, where is 786?
Well, this is like a general number, but our offices are located in Miami.
You're in Miami?
Yes.
Okay. All right, what else would you like to know? You got about 45 seconds. Let's go.
Okay, well, the next question is, with which political party are you registered, Democrat, Republican, or North Party affiliation?
Conservative Party.
Okay, well, in this case, the options we have is Democrat, Republican, and
Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you or is a member of your intimate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And may I ask your age? The options are from 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 60. I'm sorry?
Two back. 55.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going into the right direction, or have they gotten off in the wrong track?
Pretty much in the right direction.
Okay, thank you so much. And from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? The options are... housing and property insurance costs, inflation
right there,
and cost
one.
Of things.
That was okay. Number one, the insurance. That needs to be fixed. It's broken.
Okay, and would you like me to read the other options?
Go ahead.
Okay, so the other options are inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, local growth
that's
and
all
development.
That's all on Biden. Go ahead. Next one.
Next one, the economy and jobs, abortion, illegal immigration, K-12 education, climate and environment, crime and public safety, access to cost of health care, and taxes.
Crime and safety.
But in this case, we can choose only one. So are you going to
choose
the housing?
I'm choosing insurance. It's broken
okay.
And it needs to be fixed.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, thank you for your opinion. Give me one moment. Okay. And in the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? The options are definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
More likely, definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Oh, I think he should be evicted out of there. Horrible.
Okay, oh, okay, so you would say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove of him.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I highly approve.
Okay, thank you. And you You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or if you haven't heard about this person, you can let me know. So the first one is Fentress Driscoll.
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. And Ronrico Smith.
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Joe Biden, the Democrat?
Who do you think?
Of course. No, well, you know, I'm just reading the ad.
Yeah, Bobo has to go. So Trump all the way.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And would you say you are definitely going or And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Rico Smith or Fentress Driscoll?
I don't know them. So I'd have to do research. Well, I don't know either one.
Okay, no problem. Well, Rico Smith is Republican and Fentress Driscoll is a Democratic candidate.
More than likely the Republicans, but I have to do research on them.
Okay,
That I always do.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And if you have to choose today, which candidates are you leaning towards? The worst. The Rico Smith and Fentress.
I'm not leaning towards either one. Like I said, I do research on them. I don't know anything about them. I've never heard of either one. Don't know where they're from. Don't know what area they're for.
Okay, totally get it. Thank you so much. And other things being equal, which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support if the election for Florida State House? We have two options here. The first option says, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring fresh perspectives to reform state government and better represent your community. Or option B, a candidate who is elected office, who is in the elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community.
Yeah, again, that would depend on issues. It really would. So I don't have there's no answers for that question.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial status has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Gone. Okay. Lower income the last 2 years. Absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your opinion. And over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are at the record levels of property. The car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for this higher cost?
Joe Biden.
Okay.
Joe Biden. He shut off our production of fuel, and he's destroying us.
Okay. Hey? Thank you. Yeah, that was one of the options. So thank you so much for that.
Okay.
Next one. We're just a couple of questions to go. As you may know, Republicans are the majority party in the state government. Which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? The options are a Republican candidate who will be able to work with a Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results, or a Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with a Republican majority.
The first one. I gave you a lot of time, all right? You were very nice. Have a lovely evening, ma'am. Okay?
Is it okay if I call you back tomorrow just to finish the survey?
You can try. You can try. Gotta go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.